Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn-Wardner, and it's time for a bonus episode. Why the hell not? Partly because I get asked a lot of questions throughout the year, and they don't always seamlessly slip into the episodes that you're used to seeing drop into your podcast feed on a Sunday and on a Monday. And one of the questions I get asked a lot, because my background is that I'm a beauty journalist, are my product recommendations. What beauty products do I love? What skincare do I love and why? And I thought, why not do a countdown in no particular order of my top 10 beauty products of the year? What do you think? It's a question I do get asked a lot. And so I figured, why not drop this bonus episode into the period between Christmas and New Year? Huh? Why not? Just to see whether you like it or not. And also, this is slightly exciting because in addition to the audio that you are used to downloading on your favorite podcast platform, I'm also filming this episode. Woohoo! So if you want to head over to YouTube, you can actually not only see me wang on with my headphones on and the sweatshirt that my brother bought me for Christmas. Thank you, Gavin. You can also see the products that I'm talking about. I'm not going to do any sort of fancy cutaways with splodges on hands or swatches or anything. I've just got them on my desk in front of me and I'm just going to pick them up and show them to the camera. How's about that? So why not? Why not just give it a go, eh? If it's something that you like the look of, if it's something you want me to do more of, obviously I'd be delighted to hear from you. Email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or you can slide into my DMs on Instagram and Twitter, where I am at Emma Gunns. That's at EMMAGUNS. It's always a real pleasure to hear from you, so please do get in touch. Love to hear from you. So, in no particular order, at number 10, it is the Clinique Moisture Surge Supercharged Concentrate. I'm going to whack that in front of the camera. Now, it's such a lovely skincare product. It suits all skin types. It's hydration in a really lightweight formula. So if you're not really a big fan of creams, if you find creams a little bit too suffocating, if you are somebody who layers serums, which I am, it is a brilliant final step. So in the morning, I will use an antioxidant serum. They're normally quite thin and watery. I will then use a hyaluronic acid serum. And then I'll use this. And then I get my SPF in my base, which might be It Cosmetics. It seals, it primes. I just find that as a final step in kind of the topical skincare, it's absolutely faultless for me and my skin. And if you are somebody who feels like they put on heavy creams in order to satisfy a thirsty skin, you might actually prefer layering or trying something like this. It's RRP, meaning don't quote me on that. The recommended retail price is £36. It is an investment buy. Like, 36 is not cheap. But there are jelly formulas. This says concentrate. I would say it's somewhere between a serum and a jelly. If you want to try something similar, look for jelly serum textures. So serums that are slightly thicker, jelly-esque. I love it. I highly recommend it if you are somebody who can invest £36 in your skincare. I would say this lasts me about 2 months, and that's two pumps a day. So in terms of just hydration, and it's just, it feels very simple on the skin. Everyone I've spoken to about it agrees. They're just like, it is such a lovely layer of hydration, but it also feels like it seals everything in and keeps the moisture that's already in your skin in there, stops it seeping out, which is also a really, really good thing. Number nine, I'm already cheating. Number nine is an ingredient, not a product, but I do have some recommendations based on my experience, which might be useful for you. So the ingredient, surprise, surprise, it's retinol. So retinol or vitamin A has long been used in skincare, and it's a means by which to encourage and activate skin cell turnover. So the effect is, sorry, I'm repositioning myself to make sure I'm in shot too. Effect is that your skin turns over, so it has a glow, it gets rid of any dead skin, and skin is firmer, smoother. I have yet to meet anyone with anything to do with the world of skincare who doesn't say, if you really want products that work, if you really, really are after results, vitamin A, retinol. But here's where it gets very complicated. And in fact, before it gets complicated, if you want to learn about when I went from purely hydrating my skin to using active ingredients such as these, I'm going to put the link in the show notes, both on YouTube and on the podcast, to the podcast I've recorded, the first one I recorded with Nadine and Caroline, because that's when they took me to skincare school and they were like, stop using heavy formulas and start using this. And hands up to them, it's been transformative. My skin loves my new regimen. So it might be that you think, no, not for me. But it also might be the thing that makes you think about how you move forward with your skincare. It's just something you might like to listen to. But here's where it gets complicated. There are lots of different types of retinol. There are prescription retinols, which I guess is how it was originally used by dermatologists who prescribe it to their clients, patients. There are different levels of concentration. There are different strengths. There are different formats. It can be quite challenging to understand it. So it's not as simple as going into your beauty store or beauty counter and saying, hi, I would like a topical retinol product. Because just because it says retinol on the packaging doesn't mean that you are getting the retinol that maybe you want. So it does require a little bit of schoolwork. It requires a little bit of research, and breaking it down right now, right here, would be a whole show in and of itself. But what I will recommend is, please go back through my feed where you'll find the conversation I had with Dr. Dendi Engelman. She is the consultant dermatologist working with Elizabeth Arden. And we created an episode together, which was basically taking you to retinol school, taking me to retinol school. Thank you very much, because by Jiminy, I learned a lot. And also, look up Nadine's video on retinol, because she breaks down the different types, what the different concentrations mean, et cetera, et cetera. Again, I'll put those links in the show notes, so you won't have to go far to find them. But they are really, really good resources from people who I trust implicitly on the subject. So there we go. So how did I go about it? Well, I was really scared to use retinol. I'm not going to lie. I was really, really terrified to use it that first night. I was worried about tingling. I was worried about my skin peeling off in sheets. I was worried about going a little bit too hell for leather with my skincare, going from heavy oil and water emulsions to retinol. I thought, oh God, what's it going to be like? And the first night I used a retinol, I did not sleep well, because my brain was like, stay awake just in case you feel burning. And obviously there was nothing of the sort. So the product I eased in with was Paula's Choice Resist Anti-Aging Retinol Serum, which is £39. If you're watching this, you'll see that I'm looking at the computer. It's because I'm looking just to check my pricing. These are all RRP. Don't quote me on them. It might be different at point of sale. What can I tell you? I think it's 0.1%, so it's very gentle. And I was just using it on its own. So I'd cleanse my skin and I would then apply the retinol and nothing else. And no doubt about it, I think I used it like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, then Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and then so on. And no doubt about it, the morning after I used it, my skin felt smoother. Something had definitely gone down. Dead skin had been nibbled away. Stuff felt good. It was a positive experience. And not long after I used that, I then went into, because I did the podcast with Dr. Dendi Engelman, and it was around the launch of these products. So I used the Elizabeth Arden, what are they called? Retinol Ceramide Capsules Line Erasing Serum. I'm not sure as if that's been particularly in focus on YouTube, sorry. So that's £42 for 30. So that's a month's supply. And because it's got the ceramide blend, it's much, it's softer, it's silkier on the skin. So it's like, and those capsules are generous. They are not dinky little capsules. You get a good amount in there, a good palmful, shall we say. And they're very silky. They are like a very silky, hydrating, silicony serum. And so the experience, the sensorial experience of using them was very pleasant. So for me, also because my skin does tend on the drier side, and I would say drier, dehydrated, not dry. But if you're easing into retinol, I can't think of a better way to ease in, because if you do have the nerves like I did and you want to get your skin used to it and retinize, that comes from the Dr. Dendi Engelman podcast, I would highly recommend these. So I would definitely have a look at those. Obviously, the links to everything will be in the show notes. I've got you covered. Fear not, fear not. So then after that, because I felt, and we're talking about 3 months in here, because I felt really confident using retinol, I then upped to Paula's Choice Clinical 1% Retinol Treatment. Again, if you want to hear from Paula herself on the subject of retinol, she's been on the podcast twice. I think she's done 3 episodes with me, because we had to split one of them up, because boy, did we wang on. So this is 1%. This is definitely stronger. In the morning, my skin feels amazing. And I very, very much enjoy using this. And the transition from what I think was 0.1% to this didn't feel like anything, but my skin looked better for it. It definitely feels smoother. It definitely feels firmer. And my perception is that it's more radiant, is that it doesn't get as dull. Like at the end of the afternoon, I'm terrible for like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, if I'm in an office, just go, oh, I need a coffee. And I look up and my skin is grey. So this, I feel, counters that. So there we go. Now, I had been warned about the Neostrata plus NAG complex, which is a glucosamine complex from Neostrata, in that some people find it too strong. It really causes some people to dust, which is what you can call the peeling, because actually when your skin peels from something like retinol, it might appear more like there's patches of dust rather than like peeling sheets of skin. And that retinol is 0.5% encapsulated retinol. Again, if you want to understand all the lingo, I really highly recommend Nadine's video. And I was told to use it with caution, but I've come to the conclusion I must have the hide of a rhinoceros, because I was expecting to feel really sensitive. I was expecting to feel like not downtime, but just I was expecting to feel that I'd really upped it, and I hadn't. But I think I'd been using it, I think I actually used it 3 nights on the trot, because I was like, what the hell, I think my skin can take it. And then I went to go and see my dentist, Euchenna, and I walked into her office, and I think 3 people within this space of me walking in to go and get my teeth done were like, oh my god, your skin looks amazing, what do you use? And the only thing that had been different was this. So again, I'll put the links in the show notes. It does things. The other thing it does, which I perhaps should have mentioned, was it, my skin tone feels more even, or looks more even. Can it feel more even? In appearance, it feels like there are fewer patches of discoloration, or it just looks like a cleaner canvas. It looks perhaps like I've slightly airbrushed it, or like put concealer on already when I go to put my skincare on. I'm really, really, really happy with the fact that I started using retinol. I started using it in the run-up to my 40th birthday last year. And if there's one thing I could change about my skincare up to this point, it's that I would have incorporated retinol into my skincare regime years ago. And by years, I mean 15 years ago. And unlike a lot of anti-aging products, I know it was a question I used to get loads on magazines. It's, when should I start using anti-aging products? And the kind of thing was 25 because of the data around loss of elasticity and collagen degradation and all that kind of stuff. But actually, it was always this graded, like, for mature skin, for this, that and the other. Retinol, you can see and feel benefits from actually quite a young age. Obviously, you wouldn't want to go in with anything particularly strong. But at 25, I wish I'd been using these products. So let's hope it's not too late, eh? So number eight, I cannot talk about this year without talking about this product. Gets box into shot for YouTube. This is the Nioxin 3-Step. I started using it in November 2017. I have always had, well, not always, because that's how I know there's a difference. I experienced alopecia and thinning hair around my front of my hairline and around my temples. Very typical female pattern baldness. And it was triggered originally by hormones. I just kind of come to terms with it, would part my hair a certain way, had resigned myself to the fact that Emma doesn't get to have a bouncy blow dry that lasts longer than 5 minutes because my hair is just very fine and just goes. And I started using that in November. I haven't used anything else. I'm really, really pleased with it. I feel like my hair looks better for it. If it wasn't for, I was able to cut most of my hair off. In October, I cut 8 inches off my hair and donated it to the Little Princess Trust. They make wigs for children with cancer. And I was able to do that because my hair was of a quality where I was able to get it to that length where it wasn't fine and disgusting and straggly, and B, cutting it that short wouldn't have made me feel like I had barely a strand of hair on my head. So lots to say about that. But the reason why I wanted to mention it is because I've had lots and lots of messages about hair loss, hair thinning, alopecia, and there are many different types of alopecia. There are many different types of hair thinning, and there are many different types of hair loss. It is not an easy or simple subject to actually break down, and the causes are many and varied, and the solutions are many and varied. And I get loads and loads of emails about this. I did a video with Nadine on her channel about my experience. We mentioned Nioxin, we mentioned various supplements I had taken over the years, etc., etc. After that, I think on a daily basis, I get a message from somebody about hair loss, alopecia, etc. And so I am working very, very hard to get an expert on the show who can deliver on a show that will answer all of the questions that come up in a really, from a point of authority. I want to do it properly. There's no point being half-hearted about this. This is a really emotionally charged subject. It can be the reason why you decide not to leave the house. It can be the reason why you decide to go back to bed. It certainly has been for me in the past. So I don't want to approach it from a fluffy perspective. I want to get experts on who can give real answers and give help and be helpful and tell you what's realistic or the right questions to ask. Because again, definitely in the UK, if you want to see a specialist, for example, you might need a referral, it might cost you money. So when you get into that appointment, you need to be armed with the right information so that you can ask the right questions and understand what's being said. So that's trust and believe. I am working on creating that show. It's been a bit more challenging than I anticipated, I've got to be honest. But I'm working on creating that show. It will be with us in 2019. It's just a case of getting the right expert who is able to deliver on everything that I know that listeners want to have answered and to have discussed on that particular topic. It's a high priority for me, trust me. I'm on the case. But in terms of just a purely cosmetic thing, for me personally, Nioxin's been great for my hair. What else can I say? Number seven, we are getting through these, aren't we? The Viseart eyeshadow palettes that I bought in LA with Lindsay Kelk from Full Coverage. She's also a best-selling author. Now, these were in, if you're watching the YouTube channel, you'll see, these were in the Scouted by Sephora section. They were $30 each. And I'm very lucky. I get sent products. If you're watching the video, you can see the stacks of boxes in my shelves full of products that have been sent in. But I paid for these. I bought these because I really wanted to have them after I saw Sarah Chapman use VisiArt on the Pixie Woo channel on YouTube. She talked about how they didn't draw up about high pigment, and I thought, I want a piece of that action. And the fact that I then saw these mini palettes in Sephora like a week later when I was in LA, it was kismet. It just meant that.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
It was going to happen. It was always going to happen. I may have been enabled by Lindsay. I may not. But who cares? They're really delightful. I've already put some looks on Instagram using them. I'm obsessed with the colours, obsessed with the pigment payoff. They don't drop. Haven't experienced that kind of drop. So that's wonderful. They haven't disappointed, basically. So in terms of spending my own cash on something, $60 plus tax, amazing. I would buy VisiArt in a heartbeat. Side note, I'm also going to go to the Surratt Beauty counter because they have the most beautiful eyeliner in a black purple that I am desperate to use. So that was just a side note because I think I probably saw Surratt on Pixie Woo too because I know Nick and Sam love them both. Number 6. This is the James Reid Gradual Tan H2O Tan Mist. Now, RRP, I believe on the website when I double checked, it's £17. This might be one of my most used products. It is a 100 milliliter bottle of tanning mist. And what I do is when I get out of the shower, I will give my face a spritz. When I've done my makeup, I will perhaps go in and give my face another spritz in the bathroom. If I come back in the afternoon and then I'm going out for dinner, I won't maybe touch up my makeup other than lipstick, but I'll set my makeup again with this. And what it does is I do feel like it primes my skin, it hydrates my skin very superficially. It's a very light mist, but it also delivers a little bit of DHA, and I do get very sallow in winter. My skin without fake tan is quite, it can sometimes look drawn and unwell, and I feel like a couple of spritz of this a day is the thing that sort of keeps that at bay. I also use Isle of Paradise, but in terms of when I was compiling this list, I thought, well, my favorite products of the year, but also the products that I've used the most. And this is in the cupboard above my sink. So every time I go to the bathroom, pretty much I'll like wash my hands, spritz, 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 off I go. And I think nothing of it. It's a really great product and it does give a little bit of hydration. So if you do get up in the morning, you do your makeup and you think, I feel like I should have put another layer of hyaluronic acid on or something. That can sometimes be the thing that is quite nice to just take the edge off. That's another one of my top 10. Let's go down the list. Where are we? 5. Oh, you're going to like this. This is the Philips Lumea IPL Hair Removal Face, Bikini and Body. And I think this particular model was $299. There are lesser models or cheaper models. This has all the bells and whistles and all the attachments. So this does face, body, underarm, bikini. In fact, this might not, $299 might be for the model down. Anyway, for the context of my using this product, you'll have to watch the video that I did with Nadine Baggett. I went to her house one day and we recorded the holy, not Trinity because there are only two of them, but the holy double of my hair loss and my hirsutism. I suffer with facial hair, have done ever since I had the hormone issues that caused my hair to fall out when I was in my teens. And tweezing, plucking, threading, waxing, all of that stuff is a real nonsense. What you want is a solution that will have long-lasting results, right? I'm not wrong when I come from that perspective. No one likes getting in the car, looking in the rearview mirror and realizing they've got an entire lady moustache. It doesn't look good, but I can often get to a point where even when I'm on top of it, I feel like I've got like 6 or 7 hairs down one side of my lip or both sides. And so what this does is it has 5 strength settings and it has the attachments, obviously. You turn it on and then you zap. You zap them and it's IPL, so it's intense pulse light. And what it does is it sends heat energy down into the follicle, which kills slash weakens more likely the hair follicle, which means that the next time it grows, the hair won't be as strong until eventually it just goes, do you know what? It's not worth my bother, Ems. I'm just going to leave it. Oh, that's what you hope anyway. I have been using it inconsistently, I'm not going to lie. The ideal thing would be to have an alert in your phone, although I have done that and I've ignored them, is to have an alert on your phone and do it at the same time every week. That way it's very, very simple. But what I do is when I am using it, I'm very thorough, and the areas that I've noticed are, excuse me, the most improvement on, let me just take a sip of my hot water and lemon. Oh, it's warm water and lemon now. What I have noticed is on my top lip, I've definitely noticed a reduction in the number of hairs I'm having to blast. My sideburn, definitely. And the area where I need to be a bit more diligent with it, or do it more basically, is under my chin. So all under here and around here where you get the whiskers. And they're quite stubborn. I don't know if you get them and you feel like, oh God, that's really taken root. And one of the nice things, though, is when you've been using it for a while and then you go to pluck a hair and it just comes out with no effort. Oh, God, because it's so weak that it's got its way out, but really it's giving you nothing and you can just pull it. Oh, the dream, the dream. So that's one of my top products. It is an investment, no doubt about it. It's a considered purchase, as they say on shopping TV, but it's cheaper than going in and having it done in salon, in clinic. It's obviously not as strong as going in and having it done there, but consistent, regular use, and you do see results, because I am seeing results. So what's not to love about that? I'm going to try and put this down without making a racket. Okay, I think I managed it. Next up. So because I've been using retinol, I've also been layering serum. So I've made massive change to my skincare in the last just over 12 months. The other thing that I've started doing is a couple of times a week I use, oh, sorry YouTubers, you've got a proper face full then. I've been using the DCL Multi-Action Pen to Peel, which is a proprietary acid peel that renews skin in 5 minutes. Now, not a cheap product. This is £58 for, I think it's 30, I think it's a month's supply. But no, it's not. Sorry, apologies, it's 50. So you wipe the pad, which is a bit like, well, it's slightly textured. You wipe it over your face, and then the idea is, let's just check, because I obviously go a little bit harder than put. After you wipe it all over, so you deposit the glycolic on your face, leave it on for 10 to 20 minutes, and then you rinse off with cool water. So I'll just like rinse out my microfiber cloth, go over the top, and then boom, I'm good for the day. Because I'm using products at night that were new, I want to get rid of the dead skin as well. So I'm just giving it a helping hand by using the glycolic to kind of nibble away at anything that might not have come off already. They are £58. They are a considered purchase again. But if you are looking for a dupe, I highly recommend the L'Oreal Paris Revitalift Laser Renew Anti-Aging Glycolic Peel Pads. And these are 30 pre-soaked pads for daily use. They are less than half the price. And I alternate between these. I started off with DCL just because I had them and I really like the results. And then these dropped down on my desk and I thought, oh, I'll give those a go. And they're, I really enjoy the experience I have with both of them. I get very similar results. So I think these are 19 $99. Don't quote me on that, because I think the price I saw had an offer on, but they're less than half the price of the DCL ones. And the Revitalift range, Laser Renew range, is one that I remember the launch of. And the clinicals that have come out of those collections have always been really outstanding. So I wouldn't think twice about recommending these and saying that they're good. Another product, I'm going to lean over, I made a mistake. I didn't really. Is the Daniel Sandler, I'm back, is the Daniel Sandler Watercolor Blush. Now, it's a product I've rediscovered and totally fallen in love with this year. And it's because it's so unbelievably prettifying, so unbelievably the thing that I use and probably get the most, if ever I'm going to get somebody saying, oh, your makeup looks nice, or, oh, I really like your bronzer, what's your bronzer? I really like your highlight, what's your highlight? Well, your blush is so pretty. It's always when I've used Daniel Sandler Watercolor Blush. So I've got a couple of them here. So if you're watching on YouTube, I will show them to you. That's me shaking them. That probably sounded weird. So this is Passion, and they are very thin, water-like textures, but they are highly pigmented. And the one thing I would say is that sometimes, look, sorry, if you're watching on YouTube, you see that I'm just holding it right out of shot. So they're little bottles. They are, how many mil are they? 15 mil. I haven't ever got to the bottom of one, I'll just be honest, in all of my years. It's the application that sometimes spooks people, because they're highly pigmented. They're this water texture. If you try and put it on with your finger, you might feel like you're just smearing a lot of color over your face. The way that I have found that I get the best finish by far is if I use a Real Techniques sculpting brush. So that's the slightly thicker brush on an angle. I drop one or two drops of the pigment after I've given it a good shake onto that brush, and then you very, very lightly massage in or brush in circular motions until you can see where it's going, and then you can shear it out, and then maybe you get a clean brush or something that doesn't have that on it, and you just buff the edges. It is a master product. I never want to be without it, and testament to the fact that I love it so much, I took it to LA with me, and I think if it comes in your beauty travel bag, then it says a whole heap. They are wonderful products. I'll put the links to them in the show notes. There are some really intense colors as well. Like Daniel sent me Trip and Acid. I think it was Acid and Trip the other day. So if you were watching on YouTube, this is like this really vivid, I'm going to put it in front of my face because it's focusing on my face, really vivid orange, which is really pretty. But then there's loads of like sheer glowy pinks and blushes and golds and peaches, and suits all complexions, suits all skin tones. And they have colors and pigments for all skin tones, and it's just gorgeous. And it gives this sheer, very, that could be your real skin if you were, you know, Gigi Hadid or something. It just looks absolutely stunning on everybody. Everybody. Two, we're getting through them. Two, number two, it is, well, I've been very specific. Oh, hang on a tick. I have been very specific on this, and I have said the Real Techniques eyeshadow brushes. But perhaps what I mean is all Real Techniques brushes, but I have four Real Techniques eyeshadow brushes in front of me, so let's talk about those. They keep bringing out different brush shapes. I keep thinking I have enough eyeshadow brushes, and then they bring out something else, and I'm like, God, that's exactly what I've always needed and always wanted in order to create different effects and different looks, etc., etc. So I am holding the Bright Eyed and Merry. So this was a Christmas edition set from Real Techniques. They got the blue sort of glitter holographic body, and then the pink bottoms, and it's a shading brush, a large smudge brush, a crease prep brush, and a defining crease brush. And I know I'll pop those in my makeup brush holder and I will use those tomorrow, and I will be delighted with the effect that I get. And I guess I'm having a bit of a loving with eyeshadow at the moment, so maybe that's why as well I'm so obsessed with them. But I just feel as though the Real Techniques brushes have taken my makeup skill to another level because they allow me to get the best out of products. It's really that simple. And the kind of effect that I used to see professionals getting, now I feel like as an amateur, I'm able to get really good finishes, and I'm able to do things that previously, like, I was sort of like fluffed up or whatever. So Real Techniques, I know that they're bringing out more products next year. They're always very intuitive as well. Like, they bring out mini sizes, or they bring out things that you think, oh no, surely I don't need those. And then you use them and you're like, I absolutely need them. So maybe I have a Real Techniques addiction, but I think they're excellent. And I think if you spend a lot of money on makeup and you don't have any professional makeup brushes, or you're thinking that you need to buy the very, very expensive high-end ones, you can go down to Boots, Ulta, or wherever, and they're sold all over the place, and you can pick up a really affordable collection or a few singles, and they can make a huge, huge difference. So yes, I know it sounds like I'm having a massive loving for Real Technique. If you ever watch any of my lives, you'll know that I talk very positively about them, but I just, there's nothing bad I can say about them. It's all positive and all good. So there's that. Real Techniques brushes, the eyeshadow brushes in particular this year, they've come out with some new shapes in the Christmas collections, which I'm like, oh my God, thank goodness. Thank goodness. Product number one. Again, this is in no particular order, but we are at number one. Let's just check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, we're at number one. What do you think it's going to be? Makeup, skincare. It's Charlotte Tilbury Hollywood Flawless Filter. Now, what a launch for 2018. I don't think I thought that there would be something that could take the place of foundation, but this does. Honestly, on a pretty much, unless I'm doing a look for an event or something, I probably wear this most days with just concealer where I need it, and then this on the other parts of my face. It's so lovely, and then it looks brilliant under foundation as well, or on top. It's just lovely. It adds highlight, it adds radiance, it adds health, but in a way that reads as believable. That's what's so delicious about it. It looks like your skin. It looks so pretty, and everyone I know, professional makeup artists, amateur beauty junkies, whatever it is, everybody who's used it has had a very positive experience with it. Obviously, there are going to be people who haven't got on with it, but I will say overwhelmingly, I love it. I'm not crazy about the delivery system. I don't love the dose fit. I love the product. I would be delighted if it came in the same makeup packaging as the Charlotte Tilbury Wonder Glow or the Light Wonder Foundation, because it's glass and it has a big dose foot. But the way that I use it is I get the dose foot, I smear it across the high points of my cheeks, a little bit on my nose, and a little bit just between my eyebrows, slightly above. And I buff it in with a, you guessed it, a Real Techniques Expert Face Brush. And it does something that I really, really like to my skin. So there we are. Those are the top 10 beauty products of 2018. Trust me, it was quite hard editing it down, but I wanted to get a good mix between skincare, makeup, and other aspects of my beauty routine, but also things that I do believe will suit everybody or will maybe add to whatever you're currently doing, because I know you're all pretty beauty savvy out there, and these just might nudge you in a new direction that you hadn't thought of, or might confirm something you were already thinking. I hope that you enjoyed this little standalone episode with the top 10 countdown. I thought, why not? Let's give it a go. As I said, it's also going on YouTube. There was a little bit of an interruption because my camera turned itself off, but you only missed a couple of seconds. I'll splice that together seamlessly, hopefully. So there we have it. If you have any questions, and don't forget, one of my favorite things is hearing from you. If you have any questions, please do email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com or slide into my DMs on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns. That's at EMMAGUNS. And I don't think I mentioned this earlier, But there is also a Facebook group for the podcast, and we've got 2,000 people in there having a lovely old chat about everything from self-improvement to beauty to exercise, health, diet, fitness, everything. Come and join. The link to join will be in the show notes. You have to answer a couple of questions just to check that no one's trying to get in to sell something, because that wouldn't be a safe place for us all to have very open and honest conversations. But after that, the Facebook group is your oyster, and I cannot wait to have more of you there. So please do come and join. All of the links to everything will be in the show notes. I will also create, I will also take a picture of all of this, this being all of the products mentioned, and whack that onto Instagram, because I know that that might be quite useful. And I will see you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.